it down.
Oh my word.
Choir, if you just move round a bit so you can see, or come and sit on the floor here. I'll be good. Excellent. Right, what I need is a couple of volunteers of people who have got very big mouths and who can eat cream crackers. One, come up. Two, come up. Actually, I have a three. Elsa, come up. Okay, good. Excellent. Just stand up here. I want you to play a little game for me. Have a cream cracker. Have a cream cracker. Now, the idea of the game is you've got to eat that as fast as you possibly can without throwing up. That's why the bucket's here, just in case. I'll catch it. And then when you're finished and it's out of your mouth, you've got to shout out, "Finished!" Okay? So can you practice the finish bit? Ready? One, two, three. Never work with children. Anyway, yes, that was a little bit of a practice. Have another one. Good job I bought more. We're just practicing the finish shout, so I'll take that one from you. You can eat that later. So, never mind. You got any bits? Have you finished those bits? Or do you want to spit them in? No, don't worry. Okay. So, are you ready? So we're just going to practice finished. So when I say three, you shout finished. Don't eat the cracker. Okay? Got it? What do we got to do when I say three? Yes, but a bit louder than that. Okay? Ready? One, two, three.
Finished.
So, Greg, did you hear that? No, I didn't think you did. Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Finish.
Bit better. Okay. One more go. Bit louder. One, two, three.
Finish.
Okay, good. Right. Stand over here. So what's your name?
Brandon.
Okay, and what's your name? And Elsa. Right, Ricky. Are we ready? As fast as you possibly can, you've got to eat it. And when your mouth is empty, shout finished. If it's not empty, they will all get sprayed with bits of cracker. And I will. Okay? Are you ready? One, two, three, go! And it's neck and neck here. Oh! Okay? We can eat. It's the fastest possible thing. You know that, don't you? So if we could, you know. Keep going. It's okay. I was going to go for three crackers originally, but I think I've only got 10 minutes. So, okay, good. Good. Oh, we're getting there. Yes, and it's slow. It's good audience work, this, isn't it? You can see it well at the back. It'll be on Channel 4 next week as a televised sport. Okay? So remember, only when your mouth is empty can you shout finished. Ready? Almost. Brace yourself. You may get covered in bits.
Finished.
A round of applause. When you're ready, girls. No, that'll do. I think we'll go. Round of applause, please. Well done. If you're going to sit down. No, don't spit them out. Okay. Now, what have I got there? Now, what that's about is about what this today's talk is about. It's called finished. Because the idea was, at the end of something that I asked you to do, you had to shout out the word finished. And in doing that, you said that I've done it. In fact, you had a mouth, your mouth was empty, and you didn't spray everybody with bits. And that was the key. Today's story is about when Jesus said on the cross, "I'm finished." What did he actually mean? And no, he didn't mean anything about a cracker competition. If you want to turn in the Bibles, we're going to look at the Bibles. If you turn to page 110 in the New Testament, in the green church Bibles, either in front of you or behind you. I'm not going to reread the whole lot because the reading you heard was the whole story. And I'm just going to cover one little tiny bit. John chapter 19, verse page 110 in the New Testament, the second half. Verses 28 to 30. 19, 28 to 30. So the situation is we saw Jesus has been crucified and is nailed on a cross. And all his friends and family are around him. And what it says is, after this, when Jesus knew that all had now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scriptures, "I'm thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When he received the wine, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and gave up his spirit. What that story is about is the fact that Jesus actually said, I'm finished. It didn't mean that he'd had enough of life. It didn't mean that he'd given up because he was in so much pain. What it meant is he'd finished a mission. He'd finished a task. He'd been finished something that he'd been given. Whether that be eating crackers, he had finished something. And what did he finish? That's what we're going to look at. I want 3 volunteers to help me with the jigsaw puzzle. Okay. So I've got some... So Danny, come down here. Thank you. Come on, and one of the things. So I want you to just hold. In fact, you can just hold that. Don't show anybody else. I don't want everybody to get excited by seeing what they're about to get. Do you want to come down here? Do you want to hold this and hold this? Sit down and don't show anybody else. Don't show anybody else. Don't show anybody else. Excellent. Good. Fantastic. Okay. Good. Okay. So the 3 pieces of the jigsaw tell us about what the task was all about. Now, the first piece of jigsaw I want says us on it. Who's got us? Come up here and we'll stick it on the board. Okay, so do you want to sort of put it up there and we'll sort of pin it up? Okay, you want to stick a pin in? Okay, no, sit down in the corner there. Okay, never mind, won't go in, that's okay. It's a very tough board. There you go, do you want to sit down? Thank you. Okay, this is about us. Now, the mission all starts with us. The thing starts with us. The thing is that God created each one of us because he did. He created us, and what we've done is we've all broken God's rules. He created us to live in a perfect world, and we've broken our rules. If you doubt me, think about how easy it is for you to do what you're told. How easy is it? Is it easy to do what you've been told? Somebody said yes. Did you say yes, Danny? I'll have a chat with Richard afterwards. We'll find out. When somebody says, I want you to clean up your bedroom, how easy is it to say, oh, yes, of course, I love cleaning my bedroom. Please clear away the dirty stuff from dinner. Oh, great, my favourite job. Please don't watch the television, because we're busy. Oh, I don't like the television, particularly on Saturday mornings. Naturally, it's very hard for us to actually obey what God wants. What we've done is we've broken the rules. In the Bible, it says, in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, "For we've all sinned and fall short of God's glorious standards." The fact is that we've all sinned, we've all done wrong, and we've all still fallen short of God's standards. And because of that, we have to pay a price. There is a punishment. And that punishment is the fact we are separated from God forever. That is the punishment. And we all have it. No matter what we do, we all have it. But there's a way out. Who's got the second piece? The second piece should say God. Who's got God? Well, who's got the jigsaw piece saying God, actually? Bring it up. So where do you think it goes? Where do you think it fits? Yeah? We'll stick it there, shall we? Do you want to hold it for me? Okay. Fantastic. Thank you. The second part is about God. And the fact is that God loves us so much that he wants to save us. He's got a plan. He loves us. Think about how much he loves us. Who enjoyed the snow last week? Who didn't enjoy the snow? Anybody not enjoy the snow? Me, I loved the snow. It was fantastic, okay? Tobogganing, fantastic. It's a great time living in Crowborough, isn't it? The only place on a hill. So, you know, you can toboggan. God loves us so much, he's given us this fantastic world to live in. And the thing is that he wants us to live with him. So actually he's got this plan, this way of actually making sure that we can be right with him, because there's nothing we can do. Again, in the Bible it says in a piece called 1 Peter 3, verse 18, and it says, "Christ also suffered when he died for our sins once and for all time. He never sinned, but he died for each one of us so that he might bring us safely home to God." God's plan is that Jesus died for each one of us. That's how he's going to make us right with God, by sending Jesus to die for us, because he loves us. He knows we have to pay a price, but he loves us. So that leads me on to the last part of the jigsaw, Danny. Now, where do you think it goes? Up here? You sure?
Yeah.
Positive? You're no fun, are you, really? You know, I wanted you to really find this very difficult. Brilliant, thank you. That makes it up, my perfect jigsaw. Fact is, the final part of the jigsaw is Jesus. And the fact is that God's rescue plan was Jesus. He sent Jesus to the earth to bear our sin. That is, the things that we've done wrong. He's the thing that completes us and also links us with God. And in this, when he said at the final part, it's finished, what he meant was his plan, God's plan for how we were going to be made right with God had finished. Because Jesus had died for each one of us. And in dying, he makes us okay with God. Now, does that mean because Jesus has died for us, we don't have to do anything and we're all going to be with God forever? No. Anybody tell me what that red triangle means? It's a driving sign. Anybody know? Anybody here drive? Do you drive? Paige, do you drive? No? Okay. Danny, do you drive? Okay. Anybody know what the red triangle sign means? What does it tell you? I could pick on... Kevin! It's a warning. Thank you so much. If I had some sweets, you'd get some extra. Anyway, it's a warning sign. Because what it tells us is that it's warning us that we have to do something. We cannot just think, oh, well, that's nice. Because what God's saying is he's got this plan to make us right with him through Jesus. But we have to do something. We have to ask Jesus to help us live. We have to put our trust in Jesus so that we give our lives to him and he makes us right with God. Jesus' death, when Jesus died, he said, I'm finished. What he was in fact saying is, I'm finished. Now it's up to you. You've now got to do something. Because what we've got to do is our response to that is, so what do I do now? Well, what you do now is we should give Jesus our lives. Because that is the only way we can be made right with God. And so when Jesus died, it said, I have finished and I found a way of making you okay with God. How do we do this? Well, it's very simple. We just ask Jesus to make a difference in our lives. And one way you can do that is at the end, there's in the prayer chapel, there'll be some people there who are praying. You can ask friends. You can see me afterwards and I'll give you a book. You can come to CERT. Something where we're actually learning even more about this. But the difference is, it's up to you and we have to do something. Let's pray.